Welcome to Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. We'll be going through an episode of My Hero Academia and connected to teachings from the Bible. The name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So in this episode, we're covering Drive It Home Iron Fist, which is the 43rd episode of My Hero Academia. So in this episode, I want to cover what happens in this episode that I really found enjoying, that I really kind of wanted to talk about. And so first, we got to mention Aizawa. He is really great in this episode. He has some great feats. And don't forget, he did have those great moments in the first season where at the USJ, where he's hitting on all of those villains, and then it takes basically the Nomu to take out Aizawa. One of the things to really think about with Aizawa is that he's this representation of someone like Batman or the other great, awesome street-level heroes who can play in the big leagues. You think about the Avengers, they have Hawkeye, and then Justice League, they've got Green Arrow, and then there's others, that don't have any powers, but they're so skilled at what they do that they're able to keep up. Think about other Marvel characters like Daredevil, who is amazing. He's my favorite Marvel character. Or if we go into the indie sector, I think of Jack in the Box, who's my favorite Astro City character, that these are these great heroes who are, street level. All they have is their skills and some minor tech, like Green Arrow and Hawkeye and Jack in the Box. They all have some minor tech that help them, keep up and things like that. But they're just, really great at what they do. They're able to keep up. They're, you think about it, like Spider-Man is usually considered the top tier of street level heroes, just because he's got more power than most other street heroes. But, Hawkeye and Daredevil, Green Arrow, Batman, they're all able to compete with, the super powerful heroes because of their skill. And so one of the ways they're able to do that, to show Aizawa's skill, is that they point out that the villains that they are facing are not scrubs. They're very different from the villains that were faced at the USJ. But one of the great things we're seeing this is that there are many different kinds of villains in the, the Vanguard Action Squad. Muscular, he just loves using his power to his full extent and just fighting people and hurting people and things like that. That's what he enjoys. Magneto's coming along to do the kind of actions that Magneto's always wanted to do and participate. And Spinner is a disciple of Stain. And so Magna and Spinner, they're at odds over what to do with Midoriya, because Midoriya shows up. And Magna tries to kill or wants to kill Midoriya. But Spinner gets in Magna's way because Spinner points out that Stain thought Midoriya was in fact a true hero who was worthy of being saved. So Spinner, even though the order from Shigaraki is to kill Midoriya, Spinner gets in the way because he believes in Stain's ideology. So it's great just to see those two characters at odds because of, what they believe. And it shows just the diversity within the villains themselves, just like there's some diversity within the heroes of thoughts on how things are to be done. And as the series progresses, we'll be able to discuss more about hero philosophy and things like that, especially as we come to know Endeavor and Hawks and some other characters who haven't really played a major role just quite yet. So the next thing that I really kind of wanted to point out that I really enjoyed in this episode is how Aizawa chastises Midoriya for the use of his quirk against Muscular. He reminds him of Hosu City because Midoriya got kind of chastised and put down by the police because he used his powers against Stain, which was illegal. He was able to go on basically a version of a ride-along with another hero, but Midoriya does not have a license, so he can't use his quirk to save people or to harm another person or even a villain, even to save their lives. And so But once Midoriya brings along the message that these villains are not here just to cause mayhem, they are actually, in fact, targeting students, Aizawa was like, all right, fine, everyone fight. I'll take the heat for this, and however this plays out. And so he says, take the, you know, defend themselves. But this makes me think about Harry Potter. Now, I love Harry Potter. I've loved the books. I love the movies. I'm loving playing Hogwarts Legacy. You know, there's just some great Harry Potter stuff out there. But one of the rules that they have is that, you know, when you become 17, you're able to use magic freely. They have a law that a student can, in fact, use magic outside of school if it's to save themselves. It's a whole plot point, especially in Order of the Phoenix. But they don't have that rule here in, you know, the My Hero Academia world. And so it kind of seems to go a little bit against common sense that, you know, because we have self-defense laws here in the United States, including how and when you can use firearms and other forms of weapons and self-defense and things like that. There's laws that say how we're able to use that, but there's absolutely no room for any form of self-defense and using of quirks in this world. So it's just interesting. It's an interesting thing to think about. So the last thing I really want to talk about goes with the biblical theme that I have for this episode. And the biblical theme is Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. And this is what the Bible says. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So one of the big center points of this episode is Tetsu and Kendo going up against Mustard. And when we look at their quirks, and Mustard even points this out, that Tetsu and Kendo are considered basically one-trick ponies with their quirks. They're not very flashy. I mean, Mustard makes fun of them for it, and because he says, like, you know, all you do, Tetsu, is become metal. And then Kendo, she can only make her hands grow bigger. And so they don't really classify in the same way as others do of being considered powerful quirks in the grand scheme of things. Like even it's even pointed out during the sports festival that, you know, all I can do is be hard, but, you know, Bakugo, you're so awesome with your explosions, and then Todoroki with his fire and his ice. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's just kind of like, there's muscles to that too. And, you know, Bakugo points out that, you know, if he uses his explosions too much, it can cause damage to his body. It's just like any other muscle. And so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, Mustard, can he, points out, it's like, you guys can't do anything to beat me. I'm too powerful. But during this time, you know, as Tetsu is going after Mustard, Kendo explains that Mustard's like, even though we seem like we're one note, but because of that, we have our determination that gives us the courage to keep moving forward. And they combine their efforts and take Mustard out because he was too reliant on his quirk and his seemingly thought of being invincible. And they were able to knock him out. Now, it did get pretty risky there because he did use a gun, and Tetsu's metal invulnerability was becoming weakened, and his control of it was. But the two of them worked together, and they were able to stop him because they kept putting that foot forward and growing in their determination to do what is right. We as Christians can do the same thing. We can keep making one step forward next and how we glorify Christ in what we do. And as Paul's writing to the Philippians, he lets the church know that he is going to continue to press forward because of his calling. Now, if you don't know much about Paul was constantly being beaten. He was arrested. He had death threats against him. He was, you know, they even thought he died once, but he, you know, luckily through the Spirit, he was healed. And so, but he kept moving forward, even though he might be in trouble. But this also goes for our faith. And so one of the things that we're doing, that, and so at the time of this recording, we're near the end of the season of Lent. And the season of Lent is the time where we are called to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. And so we're called to look at ourselves and what we are to do to grow in our faith and grow in our walk. And so it can be tough to feel in fulfilling our calling and God, when God calls us to action. But just like Kendo and Tetsu Tetsu, we keep taking that step forward, even if it might seem like we're not doing something super flashy. We're not preaching a sermon every week, or we're not doing missionary work, or, you know, we're not, you know, building homes for the homeless, you know, those kind of things. But every day that we take a step forward in growing in our discipleship in Jesus Christ is a glorious day, because that means that when we put our heads to sleep, rest our heads, knowing that, you know what, I took a leap forward in my faith today, I think you can say that's a good day. So take that step, show that determination, learn from Tetsu Tetsu and Kendo, and grow. Amen. All right, so how am I going to rate this episode? But I'll tell you what, this episode was great. There's some great action moments. There's great character moments. And you gotta love the speech from a hero like Kendo explaining, this is why we're awesome. We may not be flashy, but we're amazing. And then knocking the bad guy out. I mean, this is pure awesomeness. So this is a perfect 5 episode. It's great. Watch it. It's amazing. It's super fun. And enjoy this episode for all that it is. It's just great. So anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode, or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf, or at Frickity Frack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. If you leave a comment below in the sections, if you're watching this on YouTube, I think I do a pretty good job of responding in a timely manner. So reach out to me on there if you've got any questions. Any questions really good, I might address it in the next episode. So remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. So go beyond plus ultra.